desert road, we won't even see the cart. We can be on the desert road and we won't even hear the opportunity to share the good news. We can be on the desert road and have been in the very place to get the greatest answer to prayer that we, more than we had hoped or imagined, because we do not know what God has in store for those who love Him and are called according to His purpose. When we love Him and we're called according to His purpose, we don't see any place as a place that He can't reach us. Right? And as we stand on that, the Bible says in due season we will reap, right? Those due seasons are nice, aren't they? Those due seasons are fun. And I think that God can keep the due season always in season. I can believe there can always be due season. Because it's nothing for God to help. It's not a problem for that. So if we can be confident on that desert road, if we can learn a lesson from Philip, if we can learn because of what we saw happen, Philip didn't know when he went there, but he went with good news. He went loaded up with good news. He didn't go feeling sorry for himself because he had to leave the big revival. He didn't go thinking, oh God, why did you send me here? He went down there because he figured God doesn't send him on wild goose chases. God doesn't intend for there to be one vacant spot in your life. Doesn't intend for you to be in any place. He said, I'll never leave you or forsake you. And so what He wants us to do is grow in the grace and the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ to the place where we use the mind of Christ. Where we think the way that Christ did. Where we're confident that the Lord is there already. He's not going to show up. He's there. He's been there before us. He's prepared the way. If we can get excited about even the thought of a desert road, then what are we going to do when we're in the fertile land? See, there won't ever be anything again that we can't believe. But when God speaks, we've got to do it. To hear Him, we've got to seek Him. The more we seek Him, the more we find Him, the more we find Him, the more we love Him. The more we love Him, the more we sit at His feet, drink the cup from His hand, lean back against Him, breathe, feel His heartbeat. Experience more and more of that deep, 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 deep love. Melt in His peace. Overwhelming. That's what He has for us. And when we're walking in that, we got good news, right? Good news. That's good news, right? It's just, the more I thought about it, the more I thought, these people went out and they were just full of good news. Everywhere they went, they were telling good news. No matter what, you got to imagine what those people were saying. How can you call this good news? Look at your friend. How could they do that? But they were so filled up with that good news. And believe me, you got to know that if they could go through what they went through and tell everybody it was good news, it's no wonder people's lives were transformed. And that's what our lives are intended to do too. Transform other people's lives. The worst of things can be good news in Christ. But we got to look for the good news in it. We've got to make the declaration that God can't fail. That God's got it under control. That it's good news no matter what. Jesus is always good news for us.